Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When Abraham returned from rescuing Lot, and those with him from 4 marauding kings, he was met by Melchizedek, which means King of Righteousness. Now the king of the same city, Adonizedek, meaning Lord of Righteousness, perhaps a relative, hears of the capitulation of 4 key Hittite cities. Melchizedek was, quote, the priest of God Most High, Genesis 14:18, a prototype of the Lord Jesus. Does Adonizedek meet Joshua with bread and wine and bless him in the name of the Lord? Hardly. Quote, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Lachish, and Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up to me and help me that we may attack Gibeon. Joshua 10, verses 3 and 4. His plan was to break this alliance ASAP. So they gathered their troops, quote, and camped before Gibeon and made war against it, verse 5. Didn't they know that war against Gibeon was war against God? Of course they did. The accumulated evidence from Egypt, Sihon and Og, Jericho and Ai was overwhelming. Lest we wonder how they dared to fight against the Lord, let's recall our own failed efforts at seeking to resist or redirect his will for us. But there they were, ready for battle. Quickly, a messenger was sent to Joshua at their base camp in Gilgal. Now Gilgal is 781 feet below sea level. Gibeon is 2,400 feet above sea level. In between is 20 miles of rugged wilderness. But it's nightfall. Surely they aren't obligated to come immediately. This might be the way to break the alliance. But no. Through the night, the Israelites march up to Gibeon, arriving just in time to engage the enemy at dawn. Again, they have the promise of God, quote, do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand, verse 8. And he has a surprise waiting for them.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.